Chapter 20, Bowing the Knee.
Jesus Christ is unique. He is one of a kind. Revelation 17:14 declares that Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. In Matthew 28:18, Jesus declares that all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Notice Jesus did not say, I am a way, a truth, and a life. No, he said he was the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to God. Jesus is the way. No man can come to God except by Jesus. Jesus is the one unique way to God. There are people all over the world claiming they have found another way to God. These are all liars and false prophets. Not one of them can bring you to God. Jesus is the only way to God. Jesus said, I am the truth. The word truth here does not mean a fact or a correct understanding of something. The word truth here means reality. Jesus is the one reality in this world. Everything outside of him is just a shadow, a vapor with no substance. Jesus is the reality. He is the only one of genuine substance. Jesus said, I am the life. Every person that has ever lived on this earth has had a physical life and a soul life. Their body had life and their soul had life, but not one of them had God's eternal life unless they had believed and received Jesus the Christ as the Lord into their spirit. Jesus is eternal life. 1 John 5:12 declares, He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. You may have life in your body. You may have life in your soul. But your spirit is dead unless you have received Jesus as your Lord, and He has quickened, given life to your spirit. If you do not have Jesus, you do not have life. You are dead even while you live in your physical body. On the last day, at the judgment seat of Christ, after Satan, the great deceiver, has been cast into the lake of fire, everyone will bow the knee and confess Jesus Christ as Lord. With Satan cast into the lake of fire, all deception will be gone, and everyone will see clearly that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All will see that it is to Him alone that each one must give an account of themselves as to how they lived during their time on this earth. Romans 14:10-12 proclaims, For we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, to me every knee will bow, every tongue will confess to God. So then each one of us will give account of himself to God. This is inevitable. God says it will happen. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. The good news is that we don't have to wait until the last day. We don't have to wait until we are standing before the judgment seat of Christ to see the truth of who Jesus is. God, in the Bible, the Scriptures, has revealed to us who this Jesus is. God is speaking through His apostles and prophets, declaring to anyone who will listen that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Peter proclaimed in Acts 2:36, Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him, both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Paul states in Romans 10:8-10, this is the message of faith that we proclaim. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. One believes with the heart, resulting in righteousness, and one confesses with the mouth, resulting in salvation. Those that choose to listen to this message about Jesus the Christ, and, by hearing, believe that God raised him from the dead, never to die again, and confess Jesus as Lord, will be saved. If you simply have an ear to hear what God is speaking about Jesus, and if you have a heart to believe and obey and submit to his authority, you will be saved. In Philippians 2:5-11, Paul exhorts, have this mind which was also in Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, didn't consider equality with God a thing to be grasped. But he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, yes, the death of the cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him, and gave him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Here, unlike the passage that we read in Romans 14, where it said everyone will bow the knee, here it says everyone should bow the knee. This passage is not referring to the last day at the judgment seat. This passage is referring to right now. Upon hearing that God has highly exalted Jesus and given him a name above every name, everyone should bow the knee and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, today, bowing the knee to Jesus is not mandated by God. It is something that those who believe in him choose freely to do. Those that believing, freely choose to humble themselves and submit to Jesus as God's ultimate authority, confessing him as Lord, will be saved. They receive him into their spirit as their life. They receive the forgiveness of sins. They enter into his kingdom of light and into an untold multitude of blessings, both in this life and throughout eternity. Perhaps the greatest blessing is that these genuine believers know him and are known by him. Jesus said in Matthew 7:21-23, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, drive out demons in your name, and do many miracles in your name? Then I will announce to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you lawbreakers. What a blessing it will be to hear Jesus acknowledge to his Father in heaven that he knows us. Genuine, born-again believers enter into an intimate, loving relationship with Jesus their Lord. They have peace with God, and their joy is full. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control begins to be produced in their lives. Galatians 5:22-23. You can freely choose today, if you have an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking concerning Jesus, to humble yourself before God and bow the knee, confessing Jesus as Lord. Everyone will eventually bow the knee and confess Jesus as Lord. Some will refuse to do it until they come before the judgment seat of Christ, when they will have no choice. and because they will have no choice, they will receive no benefit. Those that choose today to listen to the message about this Jesus and allow themselves to be persuaded as to the truth of the gospel message, and upon believing, humble themselves and in obedience, confessing Jesus as Lord, will be saved. Because they choose freely to believe and obey, they will be rewarded freely. Jesus said in John 10:10, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Jesus does not just give us life, he gives us life in abundance. God freely pours out his Spirit upon those that obey him now in this life. In John 14:21, Jesus tells us, "Every man who knows my commandments and obeys them, this is the man who really loves me." 1 Corinthians 2:9 promises, "Things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him." We cannot even begin to imagine all that God has prepared for those that love him. This is one very important reason why God gives his Spirit to those that obey him, so we might know the things that God has prepared for us. 1 Corinthians 2:12 states, "We have received the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God." God is not stingy, but gives generously to all those that are his. Not only is he generous, but he wants every true believer to know what he has given us in Christ. Even more important, he wants every true believer to freely avail themselves right now of all that he has given us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Your eternal destiny, as well as your daily living, depends on when you bow the knee and confess Jesus as Lord. As to the time at which you choose to do it, the choice is yours. You can do it now, in this life, and enjoy all the blessings that go with being a child of God, both now and throughout eternity, or you can wait and do it at the coming judgment before the judgment seat of Christ. One thing is certain, everyone will eventually bow the knee and confess Jesus as Lord. That I can guarantee. The only question that remains is, when will you?